Hello, welcome to The Catch-Up. I'm Taylor Dobbs.
And I'm Annie Russell. Today we're going to be talking about Lake Champlain and how it's kind of gross right now.
Yeah, it's pretty gross because of these big blue-green algae blooms that are popping up across the lake.
So blue-green algae sounds like kind of a normal thing that would be in a lake. What's so bad about it?
Well, it's toxic, for one, so it can cause harm to you and pets. But it's also just really unattractive. It sounds like it might look good, but it doesn't look that good, and it smells awful. And it's hard to even describe what it smells like. So maybe we should just go see some. There's a bloom right now on St. Albans Bay that we could check out. And we're going down onto the public beach, which appears to be totally empty and may actually be closed due to algae. Oh, there's the smell. You getting it?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
My gosh.
So that is
the
smell of blue-green algae.
That is foul. Now that we're actually here and we're smelling and seeing this, you know, what happens to you if you actually are exposed to this?
Right.
As a swimmer, you know?
Yeah. So like standing here, we're fine. Obviously it smells really bad and some people get sick just because it's smelly, but not because of any, you know, long-term health effect. But if it's like really windy and you're getting a mist of this water in your face, the Department of Health says that you can have not an allergic reaction, but a reaction that's kind of similar to allergies. So you like throw up maybe, or sneeze, runny nose.
Mm-hmm.
But the beach is closed to swimmers because swimming can actually cause you a lot of big problems. You can end up with liver issues, and that can manifest itself in the form of like really bad vomiting and diarrhea.
And so that's really if you swallow the water, correct?
Yeah, so if you're like swimming underwater and playing, and like when I swim, I probably end up swallowing the water just by accident. But if you were to intentionally drink it, you know, it would be serious trouble. Sometimes even like numbness in the lips or fingers and toes. So it's pretty serious, and it's right here on the beach, so nobody can really go in here. Is there anything else you want to see or smell?
I've smelled it, Taylor. I think I've smelled it all.
Yep.
So that was really gross. And what causes all of that algae is an excess of something called phosphorus. So what actually dumps phosphorus into the lake?
So phosphorus naturally exists in the lake and in pretty much every body of water. What changed is that humans began introducing huge amounts of it, like way more than the natural environment could sustain. So you have places like farms are actually the number one contributor of phosphorus coming out of Vermont into the lake. But then also natural things like stream bank erosion, developed land, so like a big parking lot, the runoff from there has phosphorus. Forestry does it, and to a small degree, wastewater treatment facilities.
Farms, which produce tons of phosphorus, all of the regulations for how they do that are pretty much voluntary right now, and that's causing a lot of people to call for more regulations.
Yeah, that's right. They are all pretty much voluntary measures. So farms can do a lot of things, though. They can create a buffer zone, so they like plant grass or something that absorbs a lot of phosphorus along the bank of a stream instead of having their field go right up to the edge of the stream. If they keep their like cows and livestock out of the water, that helps a lot. And then there's cover cropping. So when you're not planting a field in a given year, instead of just letting it be dirt, you can plant some sort of stand-in crop that keeps the phosphorus in the area. And all of that stuff is proven to help with phosphorus runoff. But none of it is mandated by the state. And so the Conservation Law Foundation has filed a petition with the state to make that stuff mandatory.
And so what else can be done?
A lot of stuff has already been done. So you have wastewater treatment facilities. Like, we used to just pipe our sewage into Lake Champlain. No intermediary treatment or anything. It was just like toilet flushes straight out into the lake. So in that sense, we've come a long way. But when that was all happening, it was putting phosphorus in the lake that is, some of it is still there. It gets, you know, buried in the sediment at the bottom of the lake. So even if we do a great job for the next century, a lot of that time is going to be spent just getting old phosphorus out of the lake.
Okay, so we've been talking a lot about how Lake Champlain is gross, but not all of it is gross. And there's actually a map that the health department puts out that shows you where these kind of troubled areas are, and the rest of the lake is totally fine to use.
This has been the Catch-Up, Lake Champlain is Kind of Gross edition. I'm Taylor Dobbs.
I'm Annie Russell. John Dillon was our editor.
Annie Russell produced.
Patty Regan did our theme music. Thanks for listening, everybody.